Turkeys and ethanol. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I've learned that the National Turkey Federation feels strongly that the government-mandated renewable fuel standard is unequivocally broken. They cite it as the most recent example. The fact that the EPA failed to follow through on its plan to stop increasing the amount of feed corn siphoned off into fuel. Talked with their spokesperson, Keith Williams.
How is it that turkeys are getting into the fray over ethanol?
I'm glad you asked. The two feed ingredients and the primary feed ingredient for turkeys is corn. If you're familiar with ethanol and the manufacturer, the byproduct of that is DDGs, distillers dried grains. So when you have about 40% of the available feed grain that goes then into fuel, supply and demand, you drive up the cost, but also what you do that is concerning is you create a volatility there in the market. That means that our turkey farmers who rely primarily on corn for the feed for those turkeys will have a problem sourcing that corn, because you've got 40% of it going, or then the government says, well, we're going to set another level, or we are or we aren't. And then you have, of course, the supply and demand anyway that we work with in agriculture.
So corn producers, you have to decide whether you want to feed gas tanks or turkeys.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.